the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Sometimes we play fat poker. Like, this is, I had our hand for fat poker.
Yeah, far too often, in my opinion.
I have a hand for waste of money poker.
Ooh. Okay? Oh, man.
We should probably do this sometimes.
I love your wastes of money.
I don't like that you say that. Yeah, this is bad. It's so bad, I wasn't going to tell you or anyone.
Been there.
But this is bad. So I have a saltwater aquarium in the basement that I've had since 2009. And that thing is inherently a money pit. But you can make smart decisions and at least enjoy the stuff, that the money you put into it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
If you enjoy it, then yeah, I mean, it's a money pit. But I really like it.
Yeah. So there's, I have what's called a reef aquarium, which means that I grow real coral. And there are fish and there are invertebrates like shrimp and everything else in there nothing is supposed to be eating other things, though it's still wildlife or, you know, nature. So there's no guarantees on anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So over the years, I've had most of the fish that I can have and everything else that aren't extremely expensive. But I'd never bought a clamp, you know, where they open up and they got the real beauty on the inside.
Yeah.
And so the other day, after I grabbed my boys, we went into the fish store, and I was talking to a guy I know. He's actually a guy who helped me set it up. And I said, all right, what's the deal with clams? Why have I never gotten one? They're expensive, but
I believe it.
Why have I never gotten one?
Actually, I don't know why I believe that.
And he said,
well,
you got to have these parameters as far as what your water is and everything else. And I go, well, I got all those covered. My boys are like that age where I was this way. I don't care where we're going as long as we buy something.
Oh,
we're going to get something in here, right, Dad? Yeah. What are we going to get? Can we get a clam? Can we get a clam? We should get that clam. We should get that clam.
It's the only
easy clam.
And I wanted one kind of anyway, so I bought one. And I took it home and I placed it. You know, you have to drip it so it acclimates into the water that it was in, into your tank. So that takes like a good 45 minutes.
Oh, these animals are so fussy.
They are. So put it in, and I got a couple other pieces of coral and some snails. Okay? And after a little while, the clam closes in transit, you know, defense mechanism. And after maybe an hour or two in the tank, it opens back up maybe 3/8 inch, and it looks good.
Okay.
And by the time my boys and I are sitting down to eat dinner that night, it's opened up quite a, you know, almost a half inch. It looks great. I'm really pleased by this. Really over the expense, because it's going to be in there for a long, long time. That was Tuesday night. Yesterday, when I got home and found more dog feces in my house, I went downstairs to get the spot bot at around 12:30. 19 hours after it was put in there. And I noticed it was open already. And I went, wow, I'm surprised, because the light cycle comes on at around noon. A lot of times the stuff sort of sleeps in the darkness, so to speak, and then awakens. Like the coral will awaken as the light cycle comes on.
Yeah.
And so, wow, that clam is open. That is awesome. Start looking in there, and boy, it looks like the kind of clamshell you would buy that has nothing in it, because it's been hollowed out on the inside. Like, it's decorative now. It's dead. It completely got hollowed out in one night.
Like, it got too comfy, and then something went in and ate it.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe my water wasn't as right as I thought it was, and it died, and then it never closed, and then snails and creatures went in there and ate it. But it's like a cast iron skillet on the inside that's never been used. Clean as a whistle.
Wow.
Something that sucks. Really wanted to eat that clam.
Would you like to know how much that meal cost for whatever ate it?
More than anything.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Yeah, it's all guess? I want to know.
Can we do Price is Right?
Sure.
$150.
Okay.
I know the price because you and I laughed at this story this morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, God, if you hadn't said that it is expensive, my gut would have said, well, a clam, they don't even do anything. I'd pay like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
But it's rare. 15 bucks maybe.
But it's,
I assume.
Bear in mind, they can't just grow them locally. So it's scooped out of a reef somewhere near Indonesia and then shipped here. But
I buy cans of tuna fish too. Those don't come, they're not in the Great Lakes locally. And they're not that expensive.
Okay, Joe.
I thought there was tuna here. Anyway, I was just going to say $200 off the bat, just having heard you talk about various fish for your tank over the years.
Most of what I buy is like 50 and under.
Yeah.
This was $130. And I got to see it open for probably 20 minutes.
So break it down.
Oh, man.
How much per minute?
NBA money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna replace it, right?
How long was it supposed to live? Like forever, basically?
How long does a clam live?
I don't know if someone's not opening it and stealing its treasures.
Yeah, I mean.
Sounds like about 20 minutes.
Now, based on your aquatic.
They can live 200 years.
Wow.
So
you probably, you know, that guy's probably been happy for at least 100 years.
No, he was small. No.
Well, you don't know. Did you ask him when his birthday was?
He was small.
Yeah,
some humans don't get that big.
It's true.
This one was over 500 years old. Even on the low end, softshell clams can live 10 to 12 years.
Yeah.
Is it big enough for you to stand in naked?
No.
That's how I determine the worth of a clam.
Turn it into a bathtub.
At least a soap dish.
Now, based on your history with aquatic failures and repeat failures, like, haven't you bought like peppermint shrimp like 4,000 times and they get eaten every time?
I am currently on my 10th diamond sleeper goby, which there are usually $19 or $29 every time, but this one's been around for a long time. I'm sure he'll be dead when I get home today, but they're the coolest fish ever.
Yeah, he was swimming along, but he wasn't used to a clam being there, and he went head first into it, sliced his throat open
like that.
I'm seeing other reefers, as we're known, that clams commonly live in captivity 15 to 20 years. I never have, but I've been invited.
Mm-hmm.
So why was yours only 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Why are you
bad at this?
Yeah, why are you killing clams?
Like, I'm not, and obviously something was in my tank that thought clams are delicious.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything in there that. Like, the person selling it's super smart. It's not like I have anything in there that you'd be like, hey, you don't have what eats clams?
People.
You don't have a person from Massachusetts in there.
Did you check your dog's stool?
Your dog
lapped it out of
it. Look at that. I took one picture. Mm. There's the Goby 10, Goby Bryant, as I used to call them until it seemed inappropriate. And there's the clam hanging out together. Best friends.
That's a cool looking clam.
Based on your history with those gobies, it might be totally appropriate.
Yeah.
Take it off.
That's a bummer.
Man. This text, why don't you find out which fish is killing your fish and clams? What do you want me to do? Interrogate them with a light?
I assume you have like one that's really good at hiding and you don't even know it's there. It came in on the back of another one of the fish, and
it's
just an assassin.
And my brittle sea star, which had a body about that big around, it was 10 years old, giant legs, it looked like an octopus, it died overnight, too.
That sounds like something you would only see if you're bent over.
I know.
You should not have starfish.
You should not.
Your brittle sea star.
You should not have led with the name, because it was an anus at that point and nothing more.
You're going to talk about a brittle sea star.
Listen to this. Seriously. So it's possible that thing ate the clam and then died of too much clam. And so
too much clam.
Never been there.
So then I found the arrow crab eating the core, I guess, the center of the starfish.
The nucleus.
And the starfish's legs are still moving because all their sensory parts are in their legs. It has almost no body. Like, you can see, like, you know the parts of the starfish you pick up on the beach and go, hey, that's neat. It's dead.
Yeah.
That's the part you can see, like white bone or whatever it is.
So you're saying
the
this
crab's
brittle
eating its brain and its legs are like, yeah, more food, but there's no mouth to put the food in.
So this brittle starfish got eaten out to death?
Yes. I mean, that crab was tossing that thing salad.
Oh, my God.
And so then I put food in there and the legs all start going. And my son goes, Dad, that is really weird. So then I look it up and it turns out, yeah, all the sensory organs are on the legs. And so I go to get it out of there because if you leave it in there, when it dies, it'll release nitrites and kill more things. So I get it out of there. A leg falls off, and there's still food in there, and the leg starts crawling across the sand on the bottom by itself.
Did you put them in the air fryer?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you cook them? Because they sound good.
Yeah, it sounds like a fish stick.
That's fish stick.
I sound like a fish stick.
Everything we're talking about is
together
fish.
A bit, and it sounded a little different.
Got any sand dollars in there?
No.
No.
We have... What other things have you thought about putting in there to kill?
I might as well put in like a Roth IRA or something. Just dump money in there.
Yeah, could you try to grow mosquitoes in there, kill all those?
Yeah. What is the salinity of your tank? What did you do? Just go to Petco and say, here's all my money, give me something? You have a crap tank. What do you...
Wow.
Shut up, Fish Jerry.
Man. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a fellow reefer
that has been thrown.
Yeah, right?
That's some reefer
trash.
That's
a real reefer right there.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. My salinity's good.
Mm-hmm.
My dog ate the clam. The dog did not get in an aquarium and eat the clam.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, really? That's all. I mean, I can see it. And it got the runs after your clam went missing.
Were they extra horny?
Those post some photos of your murder spa. No.
Mm-hmm. Are clams aphrodisiacs or is it just oysters?
Yeah.
Oh.
None of the fish seemed horny.
No.
I don't know. That goby thing in the picture seemed like it had pretty wide eyes for that clam.
He had a pretty funny facial expression.
He did. He was like, I'm going to eat this clam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now it's gone. He had the hunger. Not playing hide and seek. That thing ain't coming back.
Do brittle starfish eat clams? They are omnivores, eating both algae and meaty marine foods.
Oh, there's
clams are meat. They usually feed on coral, sponges, clams, oysters, and sand dollars.
Hams and sand dollars.
No one could have seen this coming. All right. Well, that's my around the room. My things are dead.
Sounds like you need a new fish man.
Or a new.
Man led you astray.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Or you forgot to tell him about something.
That clam really would have tied the tank together.
Yeah.
You should get another one.
No, I'm not.
Why?
Yeah.
What are the chances two of them are going to die?
Tim in New Jersey. Free beer at the pet store. Hey, can you show me your clam? Yes. Right after you take a bite of this brittle starfish. Hey, Tim, that's not funny. I don't like you doing improv lines about my life. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You stay out of my aquatic thunderdome. Stole that just now.
Yeah, wait till you see his mollusk.
Well, I used all this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sure
I appreciate
did.
The condolences
I'm
that you've offered
about
me.
It.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
My giant waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way,
clam.
The kids only know that the starfish is dead. They didn't realize the clam was empty. They just kept looking in there and going, I can see farther now. I'm like, yeah, it's
and you can just,
body's gone.
You can just leave it in there, right?
Yeah, they're going to think it's great. So nobody tell.
You know, I think if I were you, as your kids get older,
this is going to be good advice.
I would encourage, because you have spent so much money on this habit. I think I would encourage my kids to get into cocaine or something else that costs less money.
At least they get a buzz out of it.
Yeah, like something that'll help them trade
at least
stocks.
They get to party.
Or party, yeah.
I mean, you don't take a starfish to a party.
Literally, this whole aquarium thing started when my mom took me to a yard sale when I was in like second grade, and I said, they had an aquarium for sale. And I go, can I get this? I would love to have an aquarium. She goes, no, they're a waste of money. And so then as soon as I moved to Omaha and had a place of my own, I'm like, I'm going to get an
aquarium. I'm going to prove my mother right.
Yeah.
I'm going to start killing fish.
What I'm going to do is open a credit card and max it out on this 50-gallon aquarium and put a couple Oscars in it and feed it goldfish until I feel bad for them when I see them doing this in the mouth of another fish. Where their gills were going, I'm still breathing, but I'm dying.
And secondary bonus, I can have all my friends help carry them from place to place.
Oh, what a treat it is, huh?
That's such a cute rebellion.
It's very rewarding.
I'll show you. When I move out, I'll buy an aquarium.
I'll have a peaceful thing to look at.
Jeez. I'll prove you right.
Yeah. All right. I'm stupid.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.